Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Opel Crossland. Beauty isn't scared of life.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Question marks around the future of popular GAA pubs in Drumcondra and whether they'll be around when the crowds return to Croke Park. The landmark Big Tree is to be replaced by a hotel, while the iconic Quinn's pub is eventually expected to make way for apartments, and there are fears other pubs could follow. Some argue hotel beds and apartments are needed instead in the area, but locals say the character around Croke Park would be eroded. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is in Drumcondra this morning. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Claire.
So you're telling us now that things could look an awful lot different when eventually we get to go back.
That's it, Claire. I'm speaking to you from Clonliffe Road, where in normal times on big summer Sundays, tens of thousands of supporters, they'd flock through on their way to Croke Park. And the chances are, if you've been to a big game, to follow Leash on Jones's Road or whatever it might be.
Sometimes, Claire,
2003.
Yep.
You probably stopped outside the hostelry in front of me to exchange a coveted ticket. That's Quinn's on Dorset Street, previously owned by the businessman Sean Quinn. Very popular with supporters from Ulster in particular, and punters, well, they still kept returning to the venue even after it was found in breach of health safety violations in 2014. Or maybe instead you ventured further down Dorset Street to my left for a pre or post-match tipple in what was the Big Tree. Historians, you spoke of them there, they say its roots as a public house date right back to 1453, and it was popular before its closure for a big courtyard, Irish ballads sung into the night, and also for being a mecca for Mayo supporters.
You're making us want to go there now, but what's happening to these locations? Because Dublin City Council has just released a decision in relation to Quinn's, hasn't it?
In recent days, Dublin City Council rejected proposals to demolish Quinn's and replace it with 50 build-to-rent apartments. However, the developer can appeal, and some local residents and politicians I've been speaking to strongly believe some form of development will ultimately replace the famous pub. Construction, meanwhile, is almost complete on a 163-bedroom hotel on the site of what was the Big Tree. However, the facade of the old pub is to remain. But concerns are growing over how many pubs around here within walking distance of Croke Park will survive to see the crowds return. The Dublin Licensed Vintners Association says it knows of at least 15 pubs in the capital that won't reopen when restrictions are lifted, and some in Drumcondra are already believed to have closed for good. Might they also make way for development? Well, Monaghan's Malachy Clerk, and he's sports writer with the Irish Times, and I questioned him as to the impact of the closure of these famous GAA water holds.
Of course, it was a terrible place to arrange to meet people because, you know, you'd say, we'll meet you at Quinn's, and you get there and there'd be 50,000 people looking for the person that they were supposed to meet at Quinn's. But it was there, it was identifiable. And the same with the Big Tree. They seem to be the two that sort of caught the imaginations of people. It's kind of sad in a way that they're gone. They weren't the most glamorous spots, but they were there, and they were touchstones for people who wouldn't have been to Dublin that regularly, wouldn't have been to Croke Park that regularly. They had no great unique selling point other than their location, really. You know, if you went into Quinn's on an All-Ireland final evening at around 8 o'clock, you'd need to be in the full of your health, like, at that stage. Fairly mangled places by then. They were landmarks. I think that's the real thing.
On the Big Tree, one former barman speaking to the Independent when it closed, reminisced of the time Cavan got to Croke Park for the first time in years back in 2013, and he said he put a curse on the Cavan crowd because they tickled him when he was going through, and he dropped around 10 empty pint glasses.
You know, maybe that was the beginning of the end. No, it's funny, because I lived just off Clonliffe Road for about 4 or 5 years. I always loved living around there, especially around championship time. I loved the kind of the buzz that would grow from early morning on a Sunday or a Saturday evening when there was big championship games. Yeah, it's a shame that they're all gone. There are big discussions and big conversations to be had, really, about the centre of Dublin. Who is it going to be for? Is it for people who live there? Is it for tourists who come in? Is it a business place? The old places, the likes of Quinn's, the likes of the Hideout, the likes of the Big Tree, all along there, you know, places will come and places will go, other places will become popular, but it is important that we hang on to what it's for. We can't just have a city centre full of hotels to just decide that when everybody does come back that it's just going to be hotels in between the canals. Really doesn't bear thinking about.
Malachy Clarkin there. So Barry, what more can you tell us about what might be planned at Quinn's? Because there are those who say the well-known pubs are fine, but we also need more homes built in the city.
The developers, Discupolo Developments, want to demolish Quinn's to make way for a five-storey build-to-rent apartment scheme. 50 apartments across three blocks, over 80% of which would be single-bed units. Now, for now, Dublin City Council is refusing planning permission on a number of grounds, including issues with the design and the proposed height of the development, 17 metres. Planners also ruled how Quinn's was, quote, a building of architectural and social significance, and so the pub shouldn't be flattened. However, this isn't expected to be the end of the matter, and the builders can now go to on board Planola. There's also political support for the plans for the apartment. Here's local Fine Gael councillor Ray McAdam.
I understand there will be a level of disappointment to see the loss of Quinn's Pub, but we're in the middle of a housing supply crisis. We need to ensure that there are new homes to buy, there are new homes to rent for the privately rented, and we have to increase supply of public housing. This will help deliver badly needed housing in this part of the city.
What are some of the objections to this site, though? I mean, Quinn's Pub, this junction here, 150 years of a cultural reference, it has been said. One objector said it's going to be turned into another faceless junction.
But we also need to make sure that there is homes delivered for people in the city. If we want people living in the city centre, we need to provide housing. And one of the issues that we've seen in recent weeks, particularly with the prolonged level 5 restrictions, is that the city centre has been dearth of people. Part of the problem for that, or the reason for that, is because there hasn't been people living in the city centre. We need to ensure that there are those or homes for people living in the city centre, and a development such as this will help provide that. There are concerns and there will be an opportunity through the planning process with the planners of Dublin City Council to examine those issues and address, and I expect will address those concerns. If you look at the Dublin City Council housing lists, just over 60% are for single person applicants. So applications such as this and other developments within the area, they look and use the information off the likes of Dublin City Council's housing application list as a guide to what type of developments that they will seek to get planning permission for in terms of the provision of 1, 2, 3 beds.
What do you say to people who might be returning to Croke Park, say it could be in 2022 at this stage, with Quinn's gone, with the Big Tree gone and other publicans struggling as well, that the magic around Drumcondra won't be the same?
What I'd say to people is that there are a couple of other great hostelries in the area. You have the Hut in Phibsborough, you have the Boar's Head on Capel Street. We are not short of good hostelries that you can come up, enjoy the match and then celebrate here and then go home safely afterwards. The heart is beating strong here in the area.
Now, Barry, we know where you are, that the local residence groups are vocal. People will remember the opposition to the Garth Brooks concert some years ago. What are they saying about all of this now?
They're vocal on these issues as well, as Quinn's isn't the only potential development here, with plans also for over 1,600 apartments at the 31-acre Clonliffe College site across the road from Croke Park. Now, the developers for that site, Hines, they told locals at a virtual meeting last week how they expect construction to start in the first quarter of next year. The GAA is also hoping for a 200-bed hotel on this site, subject to planning permission as well. But some locals, as I say, object to the plans. They say the development with one potential apartment block of 17 stories is, quote, out of character with the area, and they say the build-to-rent model won't bring a sustainable community to Drumcondra, with over two-thirds of the apartments set to be studio or one-bed units. Now, in a moment, you'll hear Robbie Cousins of the Clonliffe and Croke Park Area Residents Association speak of that major development, but first, Kieran Mullarkey of the Iona and District Residents Association told me of the opposition to the development at Quinn's.
Quinn's itself hasn't been there, but there has been a tavern or a public house on that site for the last 150 years, and that has effectively acted as a meeting place for the neighbourhood itself, and then for, obviously, because of its association with Croke Park, for a much wider population. The proposal will just wipe that out, so there will be no memory or record of that significance in this part, this urban part of Dublin. As they come back up Clonliffe Road, from either celebrating or post-match misery. The whole environment to which they've become accustomed to over generations will have changed completely. That community feel, which they will have come to recognise and appreciate over the years, will have disappeared.
Counter-argument is the housing list and the number of people who need accommodation.
The issue in this circumstance is the mix of population, that it is so overwhelmingly prioritised for return on rents as opposed to anything else. That's the only consideration that's driving the urban logic. My own sense is that there's a push to make these happen, and my suspicion is that it will happen. And then 15, 20 years down the road, people will ask, well, how did this happen? How did this result in this over-concentration of very transient community in this part of Dublin?
Presented with a plan which the developers are planning to submit in the next few weeks for the development of 1,700 apartment/studio-style apartments in the grounds of Clonliffe College, opposite Croke Park. We're very concerned about these new apartments going in there, the scale of the development. This isn't bringing anything new, or there's no community gain to the area. 17 or 18 stories is the highest block within it, but there's several other very high blocks. The scale of it's extraordinary, just does not seem to be to fit with the character of the area. And again, it should be considered, like, a lot of people that come to Croke Park park in the grounds of Clonliffe College, so you have 1,200 to 2,000 cars going through there in the match day. That's all going to be gone when this project is started, so there is no sustainability in terms of the community here. This is a inserting rented apartments, built-to-rent apartments. You're not going to build communities, the long-term communities, where people are living in small studios. That's not how you build sustainable communities.
So, Barry, what about the publicans close to Croke Park, where you are? They depend on the big match days for survival. I know you were talking to some of them amidst all of this potential change happening around them.
Yeah, and it's not just here where well-known sporting pubs are falling to the growing need for accommodation. Rugby fans' favourites, Kylie's of Donnybrook, it's to be torn down, as we know, for a co-living scheme. While the Sexton, a popular staging post for those on their way to or on their way back from Cork's Páirc Uí Chaoimh, that was levelled last year amid plans there for a 24-storey build-to-rent scheme. So publicans here, they're watching on local developments, they're watching what's happening elsewhere, and it's expected to be 2022 before big games with big crowds return to Jones's Road. Publicans say they hope they can make it that far and that people's traditions won't have changed then. Here are Dorset Street publicans Paddy Della Hunty and First Dennis Kavanagh of the Temple.
Well, Park would be a big part of our business. On about 10 to 12 days during the summer, we would do maybe 25-30% of our business, and that's completely gone. And even in the earlier part, when the league is on in January, February, we get quite a bit of a spin from that as well.
Personally, for us, it's more the All-Ireland semi-final day. Finals day are huge. They're our big days of the year, which we count on, especially if we get Kerry or Kilkenny in the finals. They're our big, big, big days. It's like a little local for the Kerry lads when they come up every year. It's a huge family type of thing, like, and it's badly missed now. Don't know how it's going to fare out this year either for us, you know. So
what benefit we get from Croke Park is diminishing as it is, but it's still vital for us. We make our money during the summer when the Dubs are here and all the rest of the lads up from the country. That's where we make it. We struggle from one end of the year to the next, but during the summer we make good money. So we're going to miss it.
And looking at the Big Tree and Quinn's hotel apartment developments, perhaps, I suppose there's a conversation there about what we want in the city.
The Big Tree, for example, it will be a fine hotel when it's finished, and it'll be a boost to the area, but the amount of people that would have memories going back of going to Croke Park, going to the Big Tree, friendships that have been made over the years. People, you know, inevitably die, and after missing for a couple of years, traditions kind of break as well, you know. So people would have a tradition of coming here. They go to a match, they come to the pub, they get a bit of food, they go have a drink, then they come back. It's the same, they come to the same place each time. So they come to the Temple, or they go to Della Hunty's, or they go to the Big Tree. The people are habitual, and because now the habit has been broken, we hope that they'll come back and restart it. But we need it back as soon as possible.
That's Barry talking to publicans Dennis and Paddy there. And the message to Dennis and Paddy is, we will be back as soon as we can. Let's take a break.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.